This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. As we talked about early in the show, it's been a year today since Russian forces invaded Ukraine. The war has cost thousands of lives and devastated many Ukrainian cities. During President Joe Biden's surprise visit to Kyiv this week, he told Ukraine's president, "The Americans stand with you." So far, the U.S. has given tens of billions of dollars worth of aid to Ukraine, far more than any other country. Most of it is for military and humanitarian purposes. But Ukraine has other, less publicized needs as well. From our European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports on the cultural resistance to the Russian invasion.
In a subway station in Kyiv, scores of people shelter from a Russian missile attack. And they burst impromptu into a Ukrainian folk song. This, says theater producer Viktor Ruban, is another form of resistance.
The aim of this war is destroying the culture and the language and the identity of Ukrainians, which doesn't fit in the Soviet box that Russia is trying to put everybody back to.
Ruban, co-producer of this dystopian drama about war, says that he and his fellow artists are performing an important role, asserting the Ukrainian identity that Putin is trying to flatten. But artists like Ruban get a lot of their funding from the government, and early in the war, officials delivered a difficult, though understandable, message.
They immediately wrote that we are sorry, but we have to give our budget to the army, so there will be no funding for the independent scene for this year.
Funding for the performing arts has been cut by 100% for the independents and more than 50% for the state sector. That's the big theatres, opera houses and ballet companies. Bard says independent theatre director Alex Borovensky, the vast majority of companies are still in business.
We were able to survive only by the private donations from our friends, theater makers and international supporters. We got a lot of support from UK, from Europe, from USA, but only private.
Many theater buildings have been damaged in the war. Others have been turned into centers for humanitarian aid, while the companies have relocated to smaller makeshift premises, often underground. Performances curtailed by the curfews, disrupted by the constant blackouts, and interrupted by the frequent air raids. But, says Borovensky, the companies have kept going.
Yes, Ukrainian theaters do have a lot of hardships and troubles. But at the same time, every Ukrainian theater put up new productions even in 2022.
Productions of every genre. This one, called Putin's Trial, examines the impact of autocracy, while this one is a light-hearted farce that played to tiny audiences of around 30 in a cellar under a theatre not far from the front of the war with Russia. This production, called Agora, looks to the future and explores the kind of society Ukraine will become after the war. This song, by the way, is in Greek, underlining Ukraine's openness to other cultures. Except one, which is definitely out of bounds, says culture organizer Veronika Sklyarova. No Ukrainian theatre or concert producer, she says, will touch any Russian material, however transcendent. She says it's all been irredeemably tainted by the invasion.
This culture, they have this foundation and they came here to kill. They're coming here, raping Ukrainian women, killing our kids. There is no space for Russian culture for anyone.
And that includes Tchaikovsky and Tolstoy?
Definitely, and Tchaikovsky and Tolstoy.
Ukrainian artists are mostly looking westward now, not least for financial support. Producer Viktor Ruban has raised around $130,000 from the US and Europe to help his struggling colleagues. Theatre director Alex Borovensky says, in the welcome drive to pour money into repelling the Russian military, donors should not forget the arts.
What are we fighting for? If that's not the culture, if that's not the art, if that's not the future.
Call it the second front against the Russians, Ukraine's very own culture war. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.